From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns commenced a series of studies in the book of Judges. Today, he returns to Ehud, the second judge. As a fearless warrior, Ehud slew Eglon, the king of Moab, and delivered Israel from a harsh reign of tyranny. Following his successful execution of the king, Ehud blew a trumpet, calling the people of Israel to the enjoyment of his victory. From this account, Dr. Cairns is drawing a parallel to the victory Christ's people have in their Savior. As a type of Christ, Ehud summoned the people to leave all and follow him. He led his people on a mighty crusade against the enemy, resulting in ultimate victory. Similarly, Christ promised the disciples conquest over the powers of sin and Satan. It was the truth of a risen Savior that gripped their hearts and enabled them to face fierce opposition as they preached the gospel. So it must be for God's people today. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled, The Train of Christ's Triumph. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Mark of Divine Approval. The text is James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Yes, he is blessed while he is enduring the trial. No eye can see this till he has been anointed with heavenly eye salve. But he must endure it, and neither rebel against God, nor turn aside from his integrity. He is blessed who has gone through the fire and has not been consumed as a counterfeit. When the test is over, then comes the hallmark of divine approval, the crown of life, as if the Lord said, Let him live. He has been weighed in the balances, and he is not found wanting. Life is the reward, not mere being, but holy, happy, true existence, the realization of the divine purpose concerning us. Already a higher form of spiritual life and enjoyment crowns those who have safely passed through fiercest trials of faith and love. The Lord hath promised the crown of life to those who love him. Only lovers of the Lord will hold out in the hour of trial. The rest will either sink or sulk, or slink back to the world. Come, my heart, dost thou love thy Lord truly, deeply, wholly? Then that love will be tried, but many waters will not quench it, neither will the floods drown it. Lord, let thy love nourish mine to the end.
The day is set, the tide is come, the witnesses arrive. The course is marked, the men prepared, all ways are set aside. Positions are assumed and taken, energies now reawaken. Empty thoughts are all forsaken. With joy, I'll fix my eyes on Jesus.
My course is set, my God designed it all for his great cause. I will not live for selfish gain or die for man's applause. My Savior, love, my passion, King, is every blessed word I'll cling. To him is every wish I'll bring till Jesus calls me home. Sin I have been free. O Lord, I must be faithful.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to be born a man? Why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And what's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such questions. All of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. But we're also pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 20th century Christian. You may have a copy of the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. Concerning Capernaum, Jesus said, "Thou art exalted to heaven." I think you know that speaks of many who sit in churches like this. Let me be very pointed. Some of you are here tonight, born into a Christian home. Since ever you can remember, you've been surrounded by the influence of the gospel. You've been brought to the Word of God. You've been brought to the preaching of the Word of God. You've been put in places where you'll be taught the Word of God. You've been surrounded by influences of godliness and kindliness along with it. You've been brought to the very gates of heaven. Capernaum was there before you. Jesus said, "Thou art exalted to heaven, thou shalt be brought down to hell." He said it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for you. What a different view the Lord gives us of things. You sit in your self-righteousness and you look at the great, vile, wicked sinners. You read about the murderers and the drug peddlers and all the rest of it. And you talk about what wicked sinners they are. I wonder, did you ever stop to think that we have people who come to churches like ours and sit week after week under the sound of the gospel, and you're 10 times more rotten at the core than the worst of those murderous drug pushers? And you'll be in a deeper hell by far unless God intervenes in grace. Capernaum, exalted to heaven, brought down to hell. You see, my friend, the message is a message of freedom from sin, freedom from guilt, freedom from hell. But it's a freedom that is only to be enjoyed by fellowship with Christ, by a personal entering in to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Of course, it was a message not only of freedom and of fellowship, but a message about fighting. Ehud called the people to battle. When you're saved, you enlist in the armies of God. When you're saved, at that very moment, you become a soldier of Jesus Christ. And the call of the gospel to a man is to leave all, to come and follow Christ. It is a call to the pathway of real discipleship. It is a call that says you subject every interest to the interest of the kingdom of God. It is not a call to what has been so often referred to as cheap grace. I'm always a little leery of using the phrase because of its origin, but it has a useful application. The gospel of Jesus Christ knows nothing of this modern gospel that you simply come and get an insurance policy from Jesus Christ that will save you from the fires of hell. But it puts no responsibility on you. It gives you no interest in spiritual things. It gives you no life for God. My friend, the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel that saves from hell. Yes, but it is a gospel that calls you into discipleship. It calls you to follow Christ, and all whom he has really saved become real followers of Jesus Christ. They are enlisted in the army of the King. I remember when we were children in the children's meetings, we loved to sing the martial choruses. And man, we were ready to do battle. At least we could sing about it. may not have done much, but we sang about it. I may never. And then I'm sure you've all sung it. You go through all the forces. I don't know what words you use here in the States. Maybe they're different from ours. But we may never march with the infantry, ride with the cavalry and all the rest of it. But I'm in the King's army. I'm in the King's army. Just a children's chorus. A lot of Christians would do well to learn its truth. I'm in the King's army. Spiritually, therefore, there is no time for the carpet slipper brigade. Spiritually, there's no time for Christians to opt out and say, well, I have done my part. In this spiritual army, there is no discharge. There is no demobilization. This is an army to which you are called at the very moment that you're saved and to which you're committed until the day God calls you home. When Ehud won the victory, he sounded the trumpet with that triple message. And so does the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing I notice in this passage is that Ehud the Conqueror led his people on a mighty crusade of victory over all the armies of the enemy. And in this, Ehud presents to me a picture, first and foremost, of the progress and of the triumph of the gospel. When the Lord Jesus Christ died at Calvary, he won the victory. Calvary covers it all. Calvary is complete. It is a once for all, never to be repeated sacrifice, a victorious death from which the Lord Jesus came in resurrection power. But that was not the end, that was the beginning for the New Testament church. The Lord Jesus then led his church from victory to victory. The church of the New Testament, you read it in the book of the Acts, was called to experience all that Christ had done for them at Calvary. Let me just stop there for a moment. I don't want to get off on this line, otherwise I'll be here all night. That is the essence of the Christian life. To experience, to enter in experimentally into what Christ has accomplished for us at Calvary. In many ways, everything, in fact, I'll say in every way, everything that God has for us spiritually was purchased at Calvary. Therefore, the more deeply we enter into a personal experience of Christ's Calvary victory by faith, the more fully we are going to enjoy everything that God has for us. It is a mistake. It is a theological mistake. It is a practical mistake. It will lead to heretical conclusions. You can see it all around you in things, for instance, like the charismatic movement. When you start to divorce a Christian search for experience from the victory of Calvary. That, my friend, is the place where we have got to meet with God. It's at the basis of the cross and the basis of the blood. And as we enter by faith into his victory and find out all that he has purchased for us, then our experience of spiritual things will be mightily deepened. Paul put it very clearly when he was writing to the Philippians. His desire was that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. That covers it all. That's pictured for us here as Ehud led his forces on in the experience of his victory. The New Testament church, as I say, had the same experience. Pentecost was their first taste of victorious service for Christ. When the Lord Jesus sent them forth, what did he send them forth to do? You know, I think sometimes we read the New Testament and we don't misunderstand me now. This is the book beside which there is none other. This is, as is well written on the spine, the Holy Bible. You read the Bible and you study the Bible as no other book. But it is a mistake, nonetheless, for Christians to read the great historical statements of the Bible and, you know, just have this, well, this is a holy statement. And somehow or other it is divorced from reality. For instance, Acts chapter 1. I quoted it this morning. When the Lord Jesus in chapter 1 verse 8 gave the promise, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Wonderful. We're so thinking, and I would to God we would think more, of the promise of the Holy Ghost. We somehow overlook the rest. Jesus had just died in Jerusalem. The disciples had just fallen flat on their faces in Jerusalem. Peter had just cursed the name of Christ in Jerusalem. The forces of darkness were cock-a-hoop in Jerusalem. And Jesus said, you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. What is he saying to them? That's just the beginning. You're going to go right out to the uttermost part of the earth. You're going out to challenge the mighty forces of darkness. I'm sending you out. I'm leading you out to challenge every force of darkness and of hell. And I'm leading you out in the conquest of Calvary. And you are not only going to challenge Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the world. You're going to conquer them with the gospel. That is what the Lord Jesus is saying. My friend, that is the truth that the New Testament church entered into with vital faith. They knew their mighty Savior had conquered. They were gripped with the truth. He died and he rose again. He has gone into his Eglon and he has come forth victorious. Read the New Testament sermons. Read the book of Acts. The disciples of Jesus Christ could not open their mouths and witness without reference to the fact our Savior is living. He's risen. He's the conqueror. It gripped their hearts. It thrilled their souls. And gripped with that mighty truth, those men could challenge the world. And those men could conquer the world. And they did. They did. The Roman world was not an easy place to be a Christian. In the first 300 years, there were 10 major persecutions orchestrated by the Romans to wipe out this malignant sect of Christians. It was not an easy place to be a witness for Jesus Christ. But they conquered. Rome is gone. The Caesars are but a memory. Most people, even educated people, know the names of one or two of them, and that's all. But the gospel of Jesus Christ still strides with power across the earth. You see, the Lord who conquered led his people forth to victory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.